This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 28th. God's word for you today is version 2.0. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 26, verse 19, and it says, "But those who die in the Lord will live. Their bodies will rise again. Those who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing for joy. For your life-giving light will fall like dew on your people in the place of the dead." The second radical thought about your body that you need to embrace for you to see metamorphosis in your physical body is, God expects you to manage your body. God expects me to manage my body. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 12 says, "I will not be mastered by anything. Do not let anything dominate your life." The King James Version of the Bible puts it this way, "I will not be brought under the power of any." God expects you to be in charge of your body, to manage your body. You will control, master. Do not let the television control you, master it. Do not let games control you, master them. Do not let food control you, master it. I know people who, when they see food, cannot help themselves. You are to master it. For some people, it is an emotion, maybe anger. For some people, it is an emotion of jealousy. Jealousy controls them. For some people, it is the urge for sex. Sex controls them. Paul is saying to us that we need to be in control. God is saying you need to master, manage, and be in control of. For some people, it is money that controls them. The truth is that whatever dominates and controls your life is your God. If it is a television, food, sex, money, or an emotion, whatever controls your life is your God. And God wants you to tear it down because only He wants to be God in your life. Not only is my body God's property, God expects me to manage my body. The third radical thought is, my body will be resurrected if I die before Jesus comes. Your body will be resurrected. You and I are going to get our bodies resurrected to version 2.0. What you have right now is version 1.0, and it has a lot of bugs in it. But version 2.0 is flawless. So we are going to get a resurrected body. It is this same body that God is going to put together and make a newer version, a perfect version. So, the people you know already, when you get to heaven, you will still know them and recognize them. However, their bodies will be flawless, and that is the beauty of it. Everyone that was shipwrecked, scripture says the dead will give up their dead. In other words, everyone that is dead, even buried in the ground that you think may have decomposed, God is saying, in the resurrection morning, when Jesus comes, boom, all them are tired. In fact, some people's bodies have been dismembered and scattered all over the world. Maybe there was an explosion. Guess what? God is saying, the body will be brought back together and He will make a new body. Version 2.0. What is the perfect flawless body? 1 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Please read. Let us pray. Father, help me to stay in charge of my body, manage my body, control and master my body. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.